Welcome to the show. My name is Alex.
And I am Lizzie.
And welcome from Lee. We had a little bit of from news last Friday that we were holding on. And some people said one thing, other people said another thing. And then 12 o'clock Eastern, the whole from Lee
world
blown up. And folks, we have a new season 3 trailer, and we are just chomping at the bit to go over it with you. But before we do that, if you're not friends of the podcast, just hit that subscribe button. Do all the good stuff that you're supposed to do, and let's get to it. I'm going to play the video once, and then we're going to go through it one more time. And folks, this is the season 3 first teaser trailer. Let's go.
You said this place couldn't break you. That's what you said.
That's what you said.
Let's see.
God, it's so
You're
evil.
So strong. You're so strong. Just. No. I know.
So, folks, that is the first look that we're going to give you. I know you probably saw it on Instagram and everywhere else. But the thing that they didn't tell you is it is going to be halfway
to Halloween. I didn't wear the right earrings.
Yeah, I know, right? Neither did I. But that said, folks, you could submit your theories and everything in the chat. And we are going to be talking as much as we can with you. But first, I want to get to Lizzie because I know she has 4,000 notes. What was your first thought of the trailer?
I was screaming out loud. I was screaming in my head. It just rocked everything for me. Perklempt, I don't know. I don't know what I'm thinking. I mean, I have pages and pages of notes, and they mean absolutely nothing. What about you?
Well, for me, it was more like, finally. You know, what was the first thing he said in the video?
He said, you said this place couldn't break you.
Well, I'm going to tell you right now, folks, the writer's strike tried to break us. I know you are personally affected by it. I know the actors were frustrated. I know the staff behind the scenes were frustrated. But the strike didn't break us, and it didn't, because now we get the sweet smell of success, which is this trailer. There is some interesting things. There wasn't certain things. Somebody was asking, and I'm just going to pop this up. There was nothing about the hospital.
Yeah,
it was very, very bleak. But we're going to start breaking it down little by little. And I'm hoping that this is going to be the first of many teaser videos, but not too many, because we want to actually wait till the season starts.
You know what? It's enough right now. We have waited so long. Gosh, that strike went on until just before Thanksgiving, from May to just before Thanksgiving, and pushed production into filming during the winter. And if you're looking at the setting in the first couple of frames that we get, people are in winter coats on the side of the road, and there's snow on the ground. Jade has on a thick sweater with some kind of members only jacket over it. Boyd is probably still pretty hot from being in the barn. but it's winter time there. And we knew things were changing.
Absolutely. And folks, I can't stress enough, they have told us they were going to come out running, and they weren't running. They were coming out like a gunshot. And that's what they really needed to do. Because of the cliffhanger of where everybody was, you really need to come out guns blazing. And, you know, when we look at this, right there, what do you got? You've got on the ground. You've got a couple of people. You've got a dead person with Boyd and Jade. And Jade looks like a homeless crazy person. And you know what the difference between crazy and eccentric is? About $2 billion.
Yeah.
Okay. But that said, you know, you just tell me what you want me to do here, Lizzie, and I'll do it.
All right. So I'm just going to start going through the notes, and we can advance as we go along. Marjoram, I love Jade. I love Boyd. I love them all. I don't think it's hard to have a favorite because they all speak to you so differently. And I noticed the t-shirt too, Mary. It's the kittens. Meant to mention that. But anyway, so Jade and Boyd are pulling a cart down the street. Do you remember the last time we saw this cart?
I believe it was with Frank.
Right. Frank was in the cart. And so someone's feet are hanging out. There's one shoe, one barefoot, and it's bloody. And
wait, we have to ask the question. Is it your blood?
Whose blood is that?
Whose
right?
blood is it? Is it your blood or is it someone else's blood? As Boyd asked Father Cotri with the shirt
that we just covered that episode,
which will be getting released soon,
like pretty quick, right?
Yeah.
So at any rate, while I'm talking about this, if you guys could pop in the chat and tell me who do you think those feet belong to? So I don't know. Like I'm looking at the bottom. I'm looking at the comparison between the shoe and the foot. And you know how sometimes sneakers, if you're looking at them from the bottom, the sneaker will look way bigger than the foot, you know, like
I'm going to run it. So right there. There we go. There we go.
Thanks. So I mean,
that kind of looks like my foot.
So if the foot was straight, you know, leaning up against the sneaker, it is possible that those two feet belong together. But I started to have a thought while I was waiting for this to for 3 o'clock to come. I started seeing things and I started writing more notes. And I'm looking at that and I'm like, what if that could be two feet from different people. And I'm looking at the way the barefoot is up against the shoe. Now, we know, you know, feet will, you know, with most people, they'll trying to get the right thing. They will go, they'll form a V when you're lying on your back. But I'm trying to look at the way the ankle just seems so close that it looks unnatural.
You know what? It looks like, I didn't look at this the first time, but when you mention it, it does do a V, but it could be another person on top of another person.
It could be.
Yeah, it could be.
Because the thing that got me, I mean, it could be, of course, this is just conjecture. It could be completely wrong. And I want to be wrong. Because that means they've thought of something that I didn't think of and I can still be surprised. So at any rate, I don't know. Like, I don't think from the bottom of a foot, you can't always tell male from female because you're just looking at foot pads or toe pads, you know. But something occurred to me that. What?
No. When you get a chance, I'll.
Oh, okay. Let me just say this one thing.
Yeah, that's why. That's why.
Occurred to me. I was thinking all along that it was Sarah in there, and I know someone popped into chat and said something about Christy. I'm thinking about Mrs. Liu, and I'll tell you why. That screaming and crying, that's Sarah.
We'll get to that, but I think you're right.
Yeah.
But while Marjorie says it doesn't look like the right foot with the show is larger than the naked foot. But then somebody else brings up, Bitly brings maybe two different feet, but they're, you know, it doesn't matter.
Well, we don't know how many people are in, or how many body parts or how those people are. Because I know we're jumping ahead, but at 10 seconds, I think it is, or 10 seconds to go, one or the other, when Boyd is saying, no, you're so strong. If you listen, you hear hacking sounds.
Like that could be a whole bunch of people, but we'll get to that in a minute. Let me just advance it just a little, if that's okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we're looking at Boyd. Yep, go ahead. I'm so excited. I can't help it. Oh! There's my boyfriend.
Now, I find this particular shot to be a little important just because of one thing. Victor either doesn't know what's going on because it's completely off the reservation for him.
Yeah.
Or, I mean, honestly, it's probably something completely different. But, you know, I don't trust Victor a bit. Oh, wow. Somebody doesn't like Victor.
Really?
Okay.
Discreet. Where did I see Discreet recently? I think it was I dated him, like that website, okay. Which I have spent too much time on. But at any rate, if you look on his face, if you look at his face, he's obviously not happy.
He
looks concerned. He's got the wrinkle between the eyes, and it's not the I want line.
He just looks like he's concerned or he's scared. And he wants to hide behind that pole, even though he can't.
Exactly. He's hiding. And you notice he's got a winter coat on. So the feet are bloody. The shoe looks bigger than the foot. Boyd has blood on the front of his shirt, like all down the front. And then it looks like he's got an injury on his upper arm. Victor looks out from the porch, the yellow house, and I think that's the Lou's house.
Maybe.
Jade is wearing the kitten t-shirt, a sweater, and a pocketed jacket, and his beard is.
I mean, look at Jade right now. He is pretty
disheveled.
Rough.
Yeah. Like he's starting to look like.
Okay.
A crazy
now.
So, wait a minute. Hold on. Boyd has the injured upper arm. And then we see the hick in the Western wear. He's got the hat, the shirt, the bolo tie, the belt buckle, and he's the one that's speaking. And do you have it written down or do you want me to say it?
You can say it.
You said this place couldn't break you. So I don't think I wrote the rest of it, but can you play? Do we have sound?
I can always have sound.
Okay.
That's what she said.
Yeah, that's what she said.
Let's see.
God, how dare they touch my Boyd like that? Look at him. He's got a smirk on his face. You know, like Boyd's like, what you talking about? What are you talking about? And the guy is like, you'll see. I don't like that. But anyway, the guy.
But wait, I want to go back for one second.
Yeah.
Because the guy next to him, who
next
we'll call.
To who? Right. Because like right
back.
Here.
Right here. The guy next to him in the three-piece suit.
Yeah.
I am totally making total, you know. The guy in the cowboy is a monster. They're all monsters.
All three of them are monsters.
They're all monsters. That's not and again, somebody else claims that he might be the person from The Voice or the radio. But I
we'll get to that.
Yeah. I have a feeling just when we watch the whole thing after I've watched it a couple of times that either the cowboy or the guy to the right is going to be the new main monster or the head of the monsters or something like that.
Well, so, remember the cowboy guy showed up at the door
with the cow, with the lady,
with the woman. Yeah. And, you know, they were menacing Fatima and Ellis.
Right.
And, you know, she just reminds me of one of my father's cousins. And I'm like thinking of like a wedding picture and another picture of her from the 60s, you know, with the flip and, you know, the hair. It just, you know. But we've got the banker. He's got a bow tie, a vest, a suit, and next to him, next to cowboy guy, and he's bald. He's got a, I think he's got a mustache. I'm not sure. Now that suit could actually go back possibly to the 1860s.
Possibly.
I'm only saying that because of the height of the vest, because it's really high.
I mean, but it could go to the 30s. It could go
right into the 60s.
Right.
You know,
right.
Like 100 years later into the 1960s. And then the third guy that we see is definitely the mechanic. And he reminds me of the guy in the Seinfeld episode when George can't get the Twix out of the candy machine.
Oh, geez.
And Elaine and Putty have broken up. So at any rate, that's another
show. Let's press on.
Let's get back on this, right?
Okay, I want to rewind this just a little bit because I just think it's kind of neat.
It is. Like, why are they holding on to Boyd? Like, when we see that other scene and Boyd is looking at the cowboy guy, like Roy Rogers guy, like, and they're not really holding on to him. I mean,
so we've got, so just what I have up here is I've got the mechanic and then I've got the Sigmund Freud guy holding Boyd down.
So you think he might be a psychiatrist?
Oh, I don't know. I just, he just looks very, very.
And he put a monocle on him and he's Mr., you know,
Mr. Magoo. Yeah.
The guy in the hat reminds me of Andy Samberg. Okay. Yeah. All right, and the mechanic is played by John McNeil. I'm wondering if we will get any backstories this season. I don't even know. I mean, maybe we should write backstories for all these guys. I'm not even sure. All right, so Boyd is struggling with the garage mechanic and the banker, which is right there. Boyd's shirt, if you notice, it's not bloody yet.
Nope.
It's still clean. Then we get a shot of Colony House.
Okay, let me run it. Just let me run it. Now, this is the thing that's important about this.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I don't know if you can see my pointer or not, but if you look in the sky, all those little locust bugs that we were dealing with in last season are back.
It sure looks like it, doesn't it? It's either that or a bunch of helicopters.
Right there, right in the left-hand corner.
Yeah.
Now, one thing we have to remember, folks, is this. They could be trying to fool us. They, you know, that scene where they're carrying, the beginning scene might be episode 10.
I don't know if they've gotten that far, but.
No, but you understand what
well
I mean.
Into the season, yeah.
No, but I mean, well it could be a lot more well into the season. They're not going to put it in order.
This could be the cicada is like leaving.
But, yeah, no, you're right. Susie puts... I'm sorry, go.
No, you go.
But Susie puts, I think it might be reused drone footage from the cicadas. It could very well be. But the thing is...
starting where they ended.
Right.
Like, you know how when we went into second season, it wasn't like several days passed at all. You know, it was the same day. But I meant to start with this. Alex, do you know what today is?
Please tell me.
It's our Fremiversary.
Oh my God, I forgot.
2 years ago, today, we recorded our first episode.
And it's been, and I've been dragging you down ever since.
No. You know what? Here's to many more.
I don't have a glass. This
is the only champagne I have. There you
go. Wait, if you go down, I'll go down, you go up.
Okay.
Ching. Ching.
Ding. All right. You know what else happened today? I had a video. I was coming home from somewhere to record the season finale, I think of season two. Yeah, it was a year ago. And there was a tree across the road. And then all of a sudden,
oh, I remember that. Yeah.
Cicadas, and I had the tree down in the backyard. Everywhere I turned, there were trees down. And I'm still seeing a lot of trees down. But in Georgia, the trees are not deeply rooted, so they tend to fall over a lot. But anyway, right. Let's get back to this. So if we go back to, if you go the next part,
yep,
this is when I definitely realize they're in a barn. Now, when we start the scene.
Okay, let me back it up.
Yep. When we start the trailer, we can see the barn in the background. So they're walking away from the barn, and the Colony House Road is right there. And, I mean, this is all barn. And at some point, you see that there is, like, sawdust, not sawdust, hay on the floor. So,
oh, yeah, no. And he's struggling.
Yeah. And remember what Sarah had tried to do to Tabitha in that barn.
Yeah.
So it's not a happy place. Sarah's brother, she killed him there. So the mechanic is holding Boyd while the cowboy and the banker and a nurse look on. And if you don't look carefully, you're going to miss that nurse. But there is a nurse there. And we know that there's a nurse that's one of the monsters.
I don't see a nurse here yet, but it might be a different.
You're going to see her. If you're looking at the screen, it's going to be way over to the left. And I believe like they've got they're holding.
I think it's the next barn scene.
Okay. And they're holding Boyd, and it's just over the top of Boyd. So
now,
then we have.
The bottles.
Out of the bottle tree. Now, I'm going to come back to that bottle tree, but people have done an awful lot of talking about the bottle tree in this off season. In that, oh my God, the ventriloquist, why can't I say it, dummy? Those things freak me out. Those and puppets, I'm so not a fan.
No, clowns. It just
creeps me out.
All right. So we've got this guy.
Yeah. He's got a nice smile. He almost looks like right there. He almost looks like Judge Reinhold. And there is the dummy. And Jade is the one that sees the dummy the first time. And then, Victor and Tabitha see the dummy on that chest when they're in the caves. So, and he's like looking like Bing Crosby. So
he does look very Bing.
Yeah. You know, he's got the suit and the spats on, and, you know, I could see a Bing Crosby looking ventriloquist, especially, you know, during that era, you know, like 50s, 60s, he still would have been pretty relevant, you know, very relevant. And then we've got Boyd sitting with his hands tied behind him, and he's quite distressed, and he's doing, you know, the Boyd rah-rah that he does when he tries to bolster up other people. And he's saying, you're so strong. You're so strong. No, 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 no. And he repeatedly, with sounds like Sarah is crying and screaming in pain, Boyd says a bunch of no's and the I know repeatedly. And his shirt is still clean.
So play it again. Let's play it again from the beginning.
Let's just watch it for a sec.
You said this place couldn't break you.
That's what you said. Let's see.
You're so strong. I know.
When else was Sarah crying like that? Hi, Daphne.
Hey, guys.
Oh, Charlie McCarthy. Yeah. When else was Sarah crying like that?
She was crying like that, like all of season two. I mean, okay. So this is what Marjorie says. The dummy could be a Charlie McCarthy doll from the 60s or 70s or 80s.
I don't think it would be the 80s. If anything, 50s or 60s.
Sarah screamed when, to Mary's point, when the squiggly things and whatever else.
Yeah, in her arm, right?
Yeah, she before screamed she a lot collapses. Then. And then at the end, they were all screaming. So.
Right. So I'm going off that sound. Like, at first, I really thought it was Sarah that was being tortured. But
my Hail Mary off the reservation prediction is it's his wife.
That they brought his wife back?
Yeah, somehow. I mean, they brought her back, all right? They brought her back once.
But that was a flashback. Oh, wait a minute.
No.
And then it was a vision.
I mean, again, I'm not...
You know how on Survivor, you don't die. You just get voted off the island, but you can always come back if they need you.
Right. No, I totally get it. It's definitely, here we go. They used to have Charlie dolls and JCPenney's. Okay. First off, the fact that you know that scares me, not because of anything. Those things scare the crap out of me.
I don't like them.
And they creep me out too. So,
I don't like them. But
so we're just going to make that one disappear. Not because it's her, because that comment just makes me scared.
Yeah, if anything, it was probably retro at that point. I'm trying to think of the guy that was the guy. But so at any rate, around the time where Sarah is screaming, you can hear hacking sounds.
Yes, you
and
can.
Sarah's screaming. But I don't think that she's screaming in pain. It doesn't sound like it to me. It sounds like she's doing something she doesn't want to do. And if you look at the foot, the bare foot, there's a large laceration on the inside of the ankle, like it's a hack mark. You know, like something sliced it. And if you look, I don't know if it's a distortion of the film or what it is, but it looks like the heel bone isn't exactly in sync with the skin as we normally know it to be.
There you go.
It looks like it's moved a little bit, like the skin slid down and is kind of loose. And so then I was like, as I'm looking at this, because I just have, it goes from one little, like, you can see, like, it's like one box to the next, like, as my thoughts were coming, the two legs don't add up right. And it could be that there's multiple bodies or parts from that are inside that cart. Because, or maybe there's not even that much left to pile in that cart, because it may not be a whole body, like a put together body, because Frank was kind of draped over it. Remember?
I don't even want to think where you're going.
Yeah.
But now that we're at
he was draped over that cart.
Yeah. Yeah. Now that we're almost at 30 minutes, I just want to like kind of reset the room. Folks, we are doing a first look of the season 3 trailer. It is out. And This is What Is Frumcast with Alex and Lizzie. And we'd love to hear your thoughts in the chat. And again, if this is the first time you're listening to us, whether it's on the podcast or on the Instagram, YouTube channel, whatever we're on, just hit a like, subscribe. If you like us, it's Alex. If you don't, it's Lizzie.
Probably is
that,
me.
That said, what I want to do one more time is I want to play this for everybody that just started joining us and see what you guys think again. And we want to hear your thoughts. Okay. And then we have a couple of What Is From announcements, and then we'll wrap this thing up. Here we go.
I just want to finish my last two thoughts, and then I just want to hear from other people.
Well, why don't you finish your last two thoughts and then we'll go.
Okay. So I do think it's Mrs. Liu in that cart. And I believe that Sarah is being made to kill her because that would break them. And
yeah, nobody would be able to make pancakes.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Here we go. Here we go. Hold on to your talismans because we're going to go.
You said this place couldn't break you. That's what you said. Let's see.
You're so strong. I know.
Okay. So, folks, what are some of your thoughts about this season three trailer? I'm just going to go push up a couple of them. All right. Okay. First off,
go ahead. Sorry.
No, I'm just pumping them up. My heart is jumping. I'm sad I didn't see Boyd telling Sarah, you're so strong. Okay. That's fine.
I just want to answer Marjoram's, question. I believe they're just background extras. They're not people we would recognize.
Now, Discreet says, and I think I'm with Discreet, I missed the nurse. I didn't see her, but that doesn't mean that she wasn't there, but I just didn't see her either, Discreet. So maybe Lizzie has...
Maybe we can go back, and I don't know what second she comes in, what time frame she comes in, but I know she is up in the upper left. Bitey, I don't understand. Well, we don't see that Boyd is telling Sarah that you're so strong. He could be saying that to Sarah, or he could be saying it to whoever she's hacking apart. You know, if she is indeed, hacking somebody apart.
The bottom line, and I think Marjorie says it the best. The trailer is pretty mysterious. It leaves us with more questions than it does answers. And that's what a good trailer should do. It's definitely a darker place, Dion. Yeah, absolutely. It's definitely a darker place.
Yeah.
I think you're right. Well, I think what he's saying is I don't think Bitly is buying he would say that to Sarah. But you know what? That's the wonderful thing about this show. There's so many theories. There's so many things going on. There's going to be other trailers that are going to come out. I guarantee I would put money on it that they're going to show something with Tabitha. I mean, maybe they won't, but,
I have thoughts about the whole Tabitha thing, and welcome Drea Mignone. But jumping back between Bitey and Susie Q, he may be saying it to Sarah, or he could be saying it to the person Sarah is hacking apart, if that's what Sarah is doing. Or maybe you're right, and it's Abby.
I mean, it could be anybody.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to just throw red herrings. It could be Ellis. It's his son. It could be Fatima. It could be we don't know what storyline. It could be.
Oh, it's so hard.
It could be, you know, Ethan. I mean, you know, and I'm not throwing this out just to kind of confuse people. We have no idea. But I will say, though, that it's very ominous. You know, the statement that this show was already dark and getting darker. Yeah. It only likes one shade of black, and that's black, because it is dark as it gets. I mean, you know, but I am very, what I find really interesting about this trailer is the monsters are communicating with the humans. They're not just eating them. They are looking to torture them mentally and physically now, just like they did that piece of crap from when Jasmine had her lunch. But again, it could be Julie. It could be Victor. No, I don't think it's Victor because they showed him, but it could be a red herring. What I think is that scene is before the beginning scene with the wagon. I think that's the.
Oh, yeah, it definitely is. It definitely is. That's
OK. Wait. Everybody stop that. Stop the presses. Dion has made a prediction. I'm calling it now. We are all going to lose at least three main characters this season. I think it's Ethan, Boyd. Oh, you think Ethan and Boyd are safe right now? Okay. We heard it here first. Dion, put that on your board. It's Ethan and Boyd are safe, but we're going to lose three members. And I'm going to tell you right now, Dion, if Donna goes, we all riot.
Yeah.
She's the heart and soul.
You know, back to the voice possibly being Roy Rogers, that guy on the radio. While we were waiting to start, I went back to that episode, and I'm sitting here with my iPad, and I'm listening to the voice on the radio. And then I'm listening to the voice in the trailer. I think they're close, but there's something off that doesn't match. But it could be recording trickery.
Yes. Well, also, right now, Bitly is on my my bad side. Because
who is
Donna
on your bad side?
Bitly, because he's saying Donna is a spider witch. And we just can't have that. We love Donna too much.
Yeah,
she could have the knife in the person's chest, and we still will say she didn't do it. That's how much we love that character.
We love her.
And the biggest problem is, you know what? And we love all the characters. There's not a character that we don't like. And that's what makes the season, it's going to be hard because we're going to start losing some people, like Dion said, and it's just not going to be fun. But I hope Donna is a real human and not part of it. It's made to look that way. But, I love it. I just love this. He goes on to say that the spider nest is called the colony. I love it. So
I don't know. I mean, I haven't.
No, I get it.
That is not information that I want to know. But, you know, where we start the series with, you know, the crows being a murder or the ravens being a murder and the crows, you know.
And you know what? All I have to say is this. So Daphne says, no, love Donna. She's the center. Well, she might be the center of the spider house. But we'll have to see.
But
you know what? I've said this on the podcast several times, and Marjorie says the same thing. You know, it is a game of chess. It is a game of chess. And so that last season, they made a move, meaning the humans. Now it's going to come back for them to come back. But we'll have to see.
Yeah.
So before we wrap this all up, unless you have something else that you want to talk about.
I just had some thoughts after, you know, you and I are doing a rewatch of season one right now, and we're going to be moving into season two very soon. And here we have the first teaser for season three. And, you know, sometimes I get stuck in traffic and I'm thinking about things. And I started thinking about what this whole thing could be. And I was just thinking that it's like a live action video game. You know, you get power in order to keep going, right? So they're given livestock so that they have food. They grow crops. You know, I don't know that they grow enough, but, you know, they end up with food being given to them. They're given shelter. You know, like they have what they need in order to survive until they're killed, right? So the last round of the whole thing, Victor was the chosen one, and he couldn't save or win the game. So this time, Ethan is the chosen one for this quest, and he has the book, but he also has a map. In season two, Boyd played the game with the music box. That was his round. He had to solve the music box puzzle. He won, and it set three of his players free. Marielle, Julie, and Randall. You know, they had been taken down by the cicadas. So now...
Cicadas.
Oh, my God. Yeah. So now he's moved to the next round, where instead of avoiding the monsters at night, they terrorize you up close and you're interacting with them. So, like, they're not killing Boyd. They're tormenting Boyd. What is the worst thing you can do to Boyd? Make people die in front of him and he can't do anything about it, right? Then I was thinking about Tabitha. And this came to me because we just talked about the episode where she and Ethan are putting the excess things in storage and she finds her bracelet that she made Jim. And at the very end of season two, she gets pushed out of the lighthouse and ends up in the hospital. And it looks dated. When she looks out the window, it looks kind of dated. It could be, or it might not be at all. And she's in the hospital. And I thought, what if she made a wrong move? Because remember, I remember every time I would play Mario Brothers way back in the day.
Yeah, because I can see you playing it all the time.
You'd make a mistake, and they'd push you right back to the beginning. And you'd have to start the whole thing from square one.
Hold on one second. To your point, Dion has a great point here. They want to mentally break Boyd down because he challenges them. He's the glue. He's Mr. Loaves and Fishes. Harold Perrineau is not only the glue to this cast, he is the Rick Grimes / Andrew Lincoln of this show. And wherever he goes, it goes. So I think you're absolutely right. You know, both of you are right, meaning Lizzie and Dion. I didn't mean to cut you off.
Again. All right. So what I'm thinking is that in the game, she made a wrong turn and that round was over for her. So they sent her back to the beginning. And the beginning is where she gave birth to Julie in the hospital and Jim loses the bracelet. And that's how it ends up in the storage.
Okay.
That was just a thought.
Okay.
And it's possible that Victor's mom and sister were pushed, or at least one of them was pushed out of the lighthouse.
Well,
and they went back.
Well, folks, we were going to only be on like 10, 20 minutes, but we know Lizzie can't shut up ever. And I mean that in the most loving way possible. But before we get out of here, there is a couple of things that we do want to do. I want to run the clip one more time. And then we have something special that I think you guys might want to help us out with. So let's run this clip one more time and see what you think.
You said this place couldn't break you.
That's what you said. Let's see.
You're so strong. Just. No. I know.
Now, folks, you know, one of the things that we have been really kind of wanting to do is something a little bit different than all the other stuff. You know, everybody's got their Frumily shirts and all this other stuff, but we came up with something. One of the friends of the podcast, and he's also another podcaster in Podcastica, his name is Kirk Manley. He's a professional artist. He does all sorts of pop culture stuff. And this is the first time we've been talking about this for a while. We're going to be doing a tribute poster to each season, but we need to actually at least do to make it so we can afford to make a second season tribute poster. We need to sell at least 50 copies. And I'm going to show you what it looks like, and hopefully you guys.
It's not done yet.
But it's done in the sense of. This is what it's going to look like. So I'd love your opinion.
No, it's not going to look like this. It's not done yet.
Well, I'm saying it's
this is color.
It's going to be colored, but yeah. This is what it's going to look like. And hopefully you're going to enjoy it as much as we liked getting it produced. And we're going to have a Shopify. We'll have it on our Etsy, but I think we might have a separate one for this one. And we're going to be taking pre-orders probably in the next week or so. But we'll definitely have a link up for that. And folks, we really tried to encompass what season one was about. And if you look, you've got the talisman, you've got Victor's pictures, you've got the music box. I mean, not the music box. What is that called?
What are you looking at? The bell?
The radio.
The radio. Yeah. It's not the music box.
Yeah. No.
So
I don't know if Smiley's going to be back.
On the bicycle, screaming about proclivities, and Donna is up there next to the house with the radio tower, the diner with Mrs. Lou. Like anyone or whatever. Is in this thing. And I just want to say, Tony, you're absolutely right. Harold is so good. So I think pretty much every character is in this.
I don't know if everyone is, but we tried to get as many as we could.
Yeah.
Because there was some other characters we just couldn't get in because there's just not enough space. But I'm just going to remove that. And then, so folks, that's our podcast for today. I want to thank you folks for all coming, all 42 of you or more. And also we just want to thank you guys for supporting us because, you know, we're just two people that love the show and we just talk about it. And we love the fact that, you know, I actually got an email from someone right before from Justin who gave us a comment. And what he said was season 3 teaser finally dropped. My jaw is on the floor for 31 seconds. Just a lot to unpack. I think the cowboy is the guy that spoke to Jim. Holy smokes.
That's where we got that idea from. But John, better late than never. So thanks for coming by. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, I want to thank everybody for coming. And we're going to be dropping another rewatch episode probably
should
on Sunday.
Should it be this week?
Yeah, it should be this week. Okay. We need official From merch. Well, we do have our Frumily shirts. And I could put that up there as well. If you go to our Shopify, not Shopify, on our Etsy shop, you could definitely get our Frumily type shirts. We're going to probably do something for season 3, a little bit different, just because we're halfway to Halloween. Ooh.
Yeah, halfway to Halloween. That is when they're saying they're dropping the show. Halfway to Halloween.
But we don't know.
Whatever that means.
Whatever that means. So that said, I want to thank you. My name is Alex.
And I'm Lizzie. And thanks so much for joining us today.
And
who else would we want to share this with but other fans?
I don't know, but we're going to be out of here. So there's only one thing. Let's get home.
Get you home. Let's go. Come on, get in your house. Let's go. Come on.